Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
It would be so stellar if you would leave us a voice message about anything at all. And you can head to the Odyssey app, download it to your smartphone. Very easy to do, Steve Miggs.
Yes, and one of the ones that we got through the Odyssey app, we'll get to it in a second, but just digest this moment.
Holy f***ing I'm trying to keep quiet because my wife is asleep. What the f***?
So you got to try and figure out what the hell is this guy talking about. But before we get to that one, let's get to this voice message right here.
They should call that guy Norman Nippolis.
Nippolis?
Norman Nippolis.
Nipple, like no nipples, nipple less.
Oh, I thought like maybe an abundance of nipples. So he's like Nippolis.
Oh, Nippolis.
Like a Greek god.
Yeah. We need to know the spelling.
I have no idea what that conversation is about. I'd imagine that was a conversation that was on the men's room.
That sounds very men's room-esque.
Maybe it's a new member of the show, Norman Nippolis. All right, here's another voice message.
Good morning, Daily Mix Show. I got a question for you all. If you have animals, do you ever just pick them up and throw them?
No. I've never once thought to pick up DJ. I mean, I wanted to when she was a puppy because she was a terror. But never once would I think, let me throw her.
No.
And what's your favorite sound effect to add when you throw them? Taryn Daly, I know you have chickens.
Have you ever thrown your chicken?
I mean, I wouldn't say like throw, but I've let them flutter to the ground, you know,
okay.
But not like chucking them.
That's a good point. Cause there was one time, I can't remember what the video was for, but you were I think it was our auditions to be on Survivor. You were holding one of your chickens and you did kind of chuck
just
the chicken.
A little, yeah, but I'm not like, you know, overhand tossing one.
Right.
Just helping it to the ground.
But do you ever pick them up and throw them when they are being rude to each other, or do you just let them be rude? And if you guys have bigger dogs, don't worry about it. This is only a question for people who have smaller animals. And I picked up my mom's orange kitten this morning and threw him. We have about 6 cats, and 2 of them are mine.
Wait, are we getting back into this conversation about what weird thing did your kid do to your pet?
Hey, apparently so. Yeah, I'm not throwing my animals. I mean, when I had a hamster, I used to chuck it against the wall all the time. No, I'm kidding. Never. All right, let's get to the voice message with the person that was trying to be quiet around their wife who was sleeping, apparently.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Any guesses on what this guy was talking about?
No. Fireworks? I have no idea.
Holy f***ing I'm trying to keep quiet because my wife is asleep. What the f***? What a game. Please tell me you were watching this Winnipeg Jets game.
Hockey, baby.
Oh,
playoff hockey. Let's go.
Yeah.
I keep replaying this right here.
Shoots deep into the sky. Game. Series over. The hero is Adam Lowry.
hockey is f***ing amazing. Go Jets.
That was Winnipeg and St. Louis.
Winnipeg and St. Louis. Did you catch the game at all?
I did. St. Louis has always kind of been like one of my secondary teams, so I was kind of pulling for them. But I live
for... How'd that turn out for you?
Right? But I live for a game that ends with something exciting like that.
I just love all the drama of playoff hockey. Playoff hockey always reminds me why hockey is my favorite sport. Like, every once in a while, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm really falling in love with baseball again with the Mariners and, of course, with the Seahawks. And then I'll watch the playoff hockey. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is why this is, to me, the greatest sport on the planet.
We're getting sucked into everything right now. Like basketball, hockey, baseball, all of it. Like, this is a great time of year.
And I have the actual audio of that moment. So to put game seven, the goalie for Winnipeg had not been playing well at all. The three losses he got pulled in, and he's, you know, this is the Winnipeg Jets were the best team in the league.
Yeah.
And like, he was considered to be an MVP candidate, best goalie in the league. And for some reason in the playoffs, Connor Hellebuck, I think, and he's like, he's more like hella bad, but just not playing well. He gave up a couple soft goals in this game as well, but then just shut it down for the rest of the game. Talk about a confidence booster. But it went to 2 seconds left in the game. The Jets scored to tie it.
And this was double overtime.
They go into overtime, nothing. Go into overtime again.
Oh, my God.
And then this happens.
He gets it. He shoots. They score! Game over! Series over!
What is that? Adam Laurie.
It's always the saddest, though, when you watch the losing
the handshakes.
Team. Oh, my God. It just is crushing. I felt so bad for those guys.
Well, if it's not your team, it's the greatest moment, I think, in all sports.
Absolutely.
I love that at the end of each playoff round, that all the players line up and they shake hands. And, like, you know, you just kind of like, you just kind of suck it up if you lost, or you have a moment of just like kind of being humbled.
Yeah.
But like, I love that moment in hockey. And I'm rooting for the Jets now. They sucked me in. Like, that was such an awesome moment. And they usually don't root for like the best team in the league, but I like to see those guys go far.
All right, let's be Jets fans for the rest of the season.
Are you on
sure.
board, Danny?
Sure.
He's like, I don't give a crap. The Kraken are out. I don't care. When does Kraken season start up again?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.